signature verification of the...
oh, I remember that.
You know, the accuracy of the signature verification, and found it to be, I mean, really, really lacking. And, you know, I am interested in trying something like that again. So I would not be doing a mail ballot. Although, I mean, look, if someone requests a mail ballot, I don't think it's a big deal. But it's the mailing it out to everyone that is of grave concern to me.
Wow. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Victor, always good, man. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk again next Monday.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, man. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, it's 3:30 as we check out the traffic cams right now. There is a crash in the cleanup phase. U.S. 95 northbound, that's the Ann Road off-ramp there on the right side. So possible delays through there. Also, moderate flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of the 15, beginning northbound at Blue Diamond, south at Sahara. Also, you'll touch the brakes there, 215 west. That's at Valley Verde. Also, 215 eastbound at St. Rose. You'll check the brakes there, too. And remember those lane restrictions on Interstate 15 northbound at Lamb. The lanes are going to be reduced for improvements 24/7, so do expect delays there.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Week one of two straight weeks for the PGA Tour in Las Vegas has Martin Laird coming away with the victory as he gets the win at the Shriners Hospital for Children Open at TPC Summerlin. It took two playoff holes for him to get the win against Matthew Wolf and Austin Cook, who were also contending there at the end. Up next, the CJ Cup. It has been moved to the United States this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. They are going to play it at Shadow Creek Golf Course, and that is going to get started later on in the week. Raiders football, a 40-32 win against the Chiefs on Sunday. They next play October 25th against Tampa Bay. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-878-6993. 800-878-6993. 800-878-6993.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
22 days from Election Day. Don't forget, early voting begins October 17th. I don't trust the mail-in balloting. I really honestly don't. I'm sorry, I don't. There is a huge question about the integrity of the vote coming up on November 3rd. And joining us now, I'm so happy we got him on, the Public Interest Legal Foundation's Communications and Research Director, Logan Churchwell, and he joins us. Logan, first of all, thanks for joining us. You folks have done an amazing job in capturing what can go wrong, what is going wrong with the mail-in ballots and balloting in general in this upcoming election. Can you talk a little bit about some of the stuff, and in particular some of the video evidence that is coming up about this vote that is coming up on November 3rd?
Well, absolutely, and thank you so much for having us back on. We've been documenting up and down the state of Nevada problems with voter rolls and how they relate to an all-mail voting election. Earlier in the year, we were talking about how in the primaries in Clark County, nearly 223,000 ballots bounced off of old addresses. In Reno, 1 in 4 mail ballots were rejected by election officials after voters gave them back in to be counted. And most recently, we sent a camera crew around Las Vegas and Pahrump to places like post offices and liquor stores and just seedy-looking places that aren't residences, but people are actually registered to vote there, and some of them are voting by mail, which in Nevada is a bit of a no-no. You're supposed to vote from where you lay your head at night and sleep. So overall, we've been finding lots of problems that raise alarms in the state, and the reason that's so bad is because Nevada is trying to push mail voting as hard as it can on citizens that have a history of voting in person, and it's just not a good time for that. The state's not ready.
What is the law as to where, or the rule, I guess, as to where ballots should be mailed?
Well, whenever you're registering to vote, you're supposed to tell them where you live, where your primary residence. Now, of course, you can also say, look, I live here, but please send my mail across town. I want to open my mail at the office. That's okay, but you should not be trying to make your office look like your house. And what we were seeing in some places, like in Pahrump, someone made a post office box look like an apartment building. By instead of saying P.O. Box 1234, Pahrump, Nevada, they instead said the street address of where the post office was located and then made the P.O. Box out to be an apartment number. That's not something you're supposed to be doing. You're also not supposed to be claiming liquor stores and other places where you definitely do not sleep at night. Now, Nevada law does say, if you actually live at your business for whatever reason, that's okay. And that's why we sent camera crews to go see, hey, do you actually live here? Where's your cot? And over again, no one was home. They didn't even know who we were asking for.
Do you think this is going to be a fair election? I mean, from the evidence that you folks are producing at the Public Interest Legal Foundation's organization, do you really think we're going to get a fair election here in Nevada?
Look, there's brand new polling out today that shows that at least among Republicans, that you're at a record low confidence level for how this election is going to go in terms of the results being accurate and reflecting reality. Now, I hope that's not the case. And one thing that gives me hope that we're going to actually have a good election is, as you're looking across the country, as you mentioned going into this segment, that early voting is starting soon. And this week is going to be a very big week across the United States, because in a lot of states, early voting windows are going to open. And if we see around-the-block lines, not just because of 6 feet social distancing, but because of demand that people want to vote in person, the more we see of that, the better of an election night, and hopefully one election night, we're going to have. The more people take these matters into their own hands, vote the old-fashioned way like they've always been doing, by voting in person, not trusting the mail, we're going to have a better election. That's my optimism for you.
You gather all of this anecdotal but video proof that ballots are being mailed to folks in businesses. What can you do with that information? Can you take it to a court? Can you short of getting it on 60 Minutes or some TV show, what can you do with that kind of evidence?
Well, generally speaking, we take it straight to the people that whose job it is to make sure that those records don't exist that way. Now, most states and counties, this is nothing abnormal. It's their job to actually have at least what you call a blacklist of all addresses that should not be used for voter registration purposes, because they know those are commercial addresses. Nobody lives there. And so our main goal is to compile that information and perhaps document it in a creative way so we can raise awareness, but always take it back to the election official and say, look, we found commercial addresses. You need to recheck your traps here, because you're letting bad addresses through and people are voting from those addresses.
Can you, between now and Election Day and the next 22 days, can you get this information to Barb Zagafsky, who is the Secretary of State, who runs the elections in the state?
Actually, we've had several conversations with the Secretary of State's office, and they're in a bit of a unique position, because this coronavirus emergency order that the governor put on them binds their hands in a lot of ways. It makes the governor in charge of the elections, ultimately, and not the Secretary of State's office, and that's not good news. That is their purpose, among others, but a primary one is to run the elections. But with respect to showing them flaws in the voter roll, you know, for years now, whenever we find a problem, there is a meeting that occurs with Washoe or with Clark County or anywhere in between, and the Secretary of State's office is copied on that information. They see that. We have nice teleconferences. Cooler heads tend to prevail in that respect, but that's what it takes. Is constantly looking through the records, finding flaws, reporting it back to them, and letting the public know that we are seeing changes for the better on that respect.
Have you gotten any reaction whatsoever, either from the Secretary of State or Wayne Thorley, who is the Assistant Secretary of State for Elections? Have you gotten any info or any reaction at all from the state?
Not from the video, at least. But overall, whenever we do send them list maintenance leads, and that's what this looks like. It's a spreadsheet, in essence, that shows that we found these specific records in the voter roll. We believe they're a problem for this specific reason. We do have those conversations, and they do assure us that they are able to address those matters according to Nevada and federal law.
And what about in other states? Are you seeing this in other states as well?
We are. We saw a lot of this in South Florida, actually. Especially that scenario where I described people making P.O. boxes look like apartments. You saw that a lot in places like Broward County, Palm Beach County, a little bit in Miami-Dade, not so much on the Gulf Coast, but especially in the South Florida area. We see similar issues occurring in places like New York and New Jersey. And there's a reason why you're seeing so many horror stories come out of the Atlantic Northeast, New York, New Jersey in particular, is because these states have no real history in mass mail elections. And that's why it becomes national news when you see ballots thrown away in a dumpster in a place like New Jersey, or the Paterson, New Jersey mayoral race results having to be thrown out because the judge said, look, there's just too much fraud. We can't make heads or tails of who won this thing. So places that do not have a lot of experience with mail voting are going to give us heart problems in these next couple of weeks ahead. And unfortunately, Nevada is on that list. But we are involved in the state. We are providing our research with officials that can make the difference. And the best way to cut around all of this, just go vote in person. I know that the current emergency order is going to cut back the number of polling places available in Nevada, but now is the time to make your plan on how you're going to vote in person, whether it's early or it's on the big day.
Well, I'm going to be there on October 17. I'll be one of the first people through the door because I don't trust the mail service. I don't trust ballot harvesting. I don't trust anybody. And I certainly don't trust the U.S. Postal Service. So, just very quickly, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, what is it? How do you operate? And can you use help from the public?
The Public Interest Legal Foundation is a 501c3 non-for-profit law firm. We are a charitable law firm. All monies granted to the organization are tax-deductible by U.S. citizens. We're operating in your interest, and we're happy to be doing it.
And if folks want to help you out, how do they do it?
publicinterestlegal.org. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can support us online. You can review all of the lawsuits and research that we provide. It's all there on the website, free to the public and at your disposal.
Very good. Logan, thank you so much. I appreciate all that you do at the Public Interest Legal Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And I know we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thanks again for the invite.
Logan Churchwell, he is the Communications and Research Director for the Public Interest Legal Foundation. Stick around, more to do as we continue. Oh, we're going to give you a sneak peek as to what to expect tomorrow in the questioning of Amy Coney Barrett. We'll get to that. Yeah, and we'll get it really from the lips of one of the members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Monday. Getting a quick start on it on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers, With 100,000-mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, let's get set. Beginning tomorrow, 6 a.m. our time, there will be statements, not just statements, but questions of members of the United States Senate Judiciary Committee. It could get ugly. In fact, let's go to cut five. We'll see if we can squeeze this in. This is Dianne Feinstein, the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and it gives you an idea of where these demo rats are headed tomorrow. And again, that's fine. I mean, they're welcome to do whatever they want to do. But you saw what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. They just destroyed themselves in going after Brett Kavanaugh. This is Dianne Feinstein earlier today, the ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
We are now just 22 days from the election, Mr. Chairman. Voting is underway in 40 states. Senate Republicans are pressing forward, full speed ahead, to consolidate a court that will carry their policies forward with, I hope, some review for the will of the American people. President Trump said last week that he had, quote, instructed my representatives to stop negotiation over a COVID-19 relief package until after the election, end quote, and to, quote, focus full time on confirming Judge Barrett to the Supreme Court. When Justice Scalia died in February of 2016, Senate Republicans refused to consider a replacement for his seat until after the election. At the time, Senator McConnell said the American people should have a voice in the selection of their next Supreme Court justice. When asked in October 2018 if Republicans intended to honor their own rule if an opening were to come up in 2020, Chairman Graham promised, quote, if an opening comes in the last year of President Trump's term and the primary process has started, we'll wait till after the next election. Republicans should honor this word for their promise and let the American people be heard.
That's Dianne Feinstein earlier today, the Senate Judiciary Committee. Will they try to savage Amy Coney Barrett? I don't think they will. I think they'll go after the president as a surrogate, but I don't think they'll use Amy Coney. She just looks perfect, for crying out loud. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for no cost, no obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, Seven Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dinesh D'Souza, not only a noted author, but I think he's a tremendously gifted filmmaker. Some of the stuff he has done about Barack Obama, Hillary's America, some really great stuff that's been produced, and a new one. That's just out. Dinesh D'Souza will join us in just a couple of, about an hour, a little after five. So by the way, next hour is Scott Hammond. Scott Hammond, for those of you that don't know, is a state senator. He has become kind of a regular on our show in Nevada District 18. He has dedicated most of his adult life to education. And as you know, on this show, we talk a lot about education, and because education is the future of our community and all of that. Today's students are tomorrow's judges and cops and brain surgeons. And if we fail them in education now, today, what's that going to mean for the future? We'll be talking with him about education coming up in just about 10 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Also, I'm going to let you hear from Ronna McDaniel. She faced a very tough CBS poll, but you know what? She has an answer to it. And a CBS poll, she says, is not going to stop Donald J. Trump. Also, the president is going to be talking in Central Florida in about 10 minutes from now. We'll look in on that speech and let you hear some of the highlights. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair.